keep in line, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper for April 23rd, 2025, episode 130. And hello, my queen. Love of my life, so grateful you are my wife.
Oh, getting a little better.
Really? That was like off the cuff. That was just like, bam, I'm just going to blow this one out because...
As you walked in the door, I'm like, I got to make artwork. We have no artwork. So the artwork is very janky. So excuse it.
Let us cheers.
Yes, guess what? I'm drinking because it's been that kind of day.
One, two, three. Cheers, my love.
Okay. What are we drinking?
Well, try it first. Tell me what you think. Really? You don't like it?
I guess maybe because I haven't had any wine forever.
This is Barron's Creek.
Oh, that's from Paul and
Ashley. Yes, Le Baron 2022 is from Lodi, California.
Lodi?
You also have Lodi, New Jersey. Not a lot of wine coming out of there.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
This is from the Oil Baron.
Yes, Paul and Ashley.
So there you go, Paul and Ashley.
Yeah. No, don't go by what I, what my reaction, because I haven't had wine in a long, long, long time.
When's the last time you had a drink?
I had a drink for Annette's birthday. So that was April 1st. Yes.
Wow. 3 weeks.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah. I'm not knocking it at all.
Oh, today is a big day, Mr. Curry. And yes. I bet you have no idea what today is. You don't. 4 years ago, God changed the trajectory of our lives.
Now, that's something I don't have in my calendar.
Yes. 4 years ago, we came to see this house, and we decided that day that we were going to buy the house.
Gosh, and you remember these things.
I do.
That is so good of you.
I'm so sentimental that way.
Now, was that on the... I bit my tongue again. Is that on the day that we came to see it or the day we came back to buy it?
No, the day we came to see it, we walked out and we were like, we're buying this house.
Yeah, yeah.
We want this house.
That was 4 years ago. Amazing.
I know.
Well, let me cheers again.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers again. Hello, house. Hello, house. What a beautiful house.
Let me see if this thing opened up at all. Okay.
Let's swirl it around. It's not a bad wine. I mean, I've been drinking it at dinner.
Oh, it's better. It's opened up. It's all good. I'm going to be sloshed by the end of the show.
It just needed to open up a little bit. You're driving, by the way, so.
Oh.
I guess I'm driving. Okay.
Oh, I can drive.
So it is, everybody, CK Sad is over.
Yes.
And I not that we're looking for any accolades or notes of appreciation, but we're really doing the show on a day when we really have no time to do the show.
It is crazy.
So we're not at our normal time.
And we didn't even get to go on our day date today because
we gave up our day date for the show.
Yes.
For the show.
I hope
I'm
you're
telling
happy
you.
Vineyard Nation.
Yes. We gave up the day date for the show.
So we're actually doing the show in the middle of the afternoon and not at night because we are going to a wedding at 5:30.
Who does a wedding on Wednesday at 5:30?
Our anger management. our friend with anger management issues.
Our
he's getting married.
Former cop with anger management issues.
He's getting married today. Hey, it's smart. I'm sure he got it for a deal.
What day did we get married? On a Saturday?
Oh, really, Mr. Curry? Really?
I know the date. I just don't remember what day of the week it was.
It was Sunday. We got married on Sunday.
I knew it was Sunday because we didn't do a show.
Yeah, we didn't do a show.
There was no agenda show.
You know, I just said Mr. Curry, and I have to say this. I'm going to embarrass her. So my friend Peggy sends me this letter in the mail. She wanted to show me her new promotional flyer.
This is Peggy.
And so she's got on the front of the envelope, Tina Snyder and Adam. And
whoa.
I know. So I took a picture of it. I go, what is wrong with this photo?
That is a faux to the pas if I ever heard
she
one.
She said that her husband, Scott, was like, he was not happy with her. He's like, you're going too fast. You need to slow down. But Peggy does not slow down. I was like, I'm just teasing you. It's okay. I said, I call Adam Mark all the time.
No, you haven't done that in a while.
No, I haven't. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever called you by any of my
ex-wives. Oh my gosh,
names.
My head would be on a swivel like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is the difference between you and me, men and women.
We've established we have double standards. It's just the way it is. Okay. You're just going to have to be on board with it.
Okay. Well, if it ever happens, then I can just, double standard. standard.
That's right.
I'm gonna be,
that's right. That's right. Deal with it.
I am very good at blocking certain things from my speech.
Are you?
Yes. But look how I went from cussing nonstop to not cussing.
You know, just didn't take long. Just so you're as disciplined as I am because you stopped smoking on a dime. You stopped cussing on a dime. Now we just need you to cut down to one glass of wine on a dime.
It's been
you've been slowing down.
Yeah. Well, I barely drank anything on my trip in Amsterdam. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I went to Amsterdam.
You did.
I went to the Netherlands. I went to the lowlands for
jaunt. You went across the pond.
I did go across the pond.
Yes, and I went to Nashville or Crashville, as they call it.
Why do they call it Crashville?
Crashville, because there are so many accidents out
really?
There.
Really? In Nashville?
Yeah, so,
oh, yeah, I didn't
well,
know
let's
that.
Back up. We got to go back. We got to go back to...
Yeah, we
got to
go back 14 days or something.
We got to go back to the worship
We only have an hour.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the clock. Okay, we got 54 minutes left.
Yes, the worship
the
night.
The worship
and
night.
And if you didn't see the newsletter, too bad for you. You didn't see the newsletter.
Oh,
but you
too
should
bad.
Take a look at the newsletter. You kick it off and I'll jump in and add.
Well, we
color.
Had about, I don't know, 25, 27 people here.
Yes.
And we had invited this trio to come in. We talked about this on the other shows. We had, worship night at Pastor Jimmy and Annette's house, and they came and we were just blown away, and we invited them to come and we wanted all of our friends to partake. And so I, sent out the invitation to our closest friends, and we had some, you know, little snackies, and I asked them to bring what they were drinking. And so we had, you know, an array of food, and then we sat down, the trio sat down, and they started to play their music.
Yeah, we had all the, did you take any pictures actually?
I did not. No,
I didn't take any pictures either.
We had
all the chairs. Everyone was sitting down. We had no idea how that would work in our house.
Yeah.
And I think the acoustics, by the way, worked out really well.
Yes, yes.
Because we have a very high ceiling.
Yes.
And it worked out fantastic. Even the band, they're like, wow, this is good acoustics
yes.
in here. We like this. Yes.
Yeah. Although I'm glad that Colleen, at first I couldn't hear her as well. And when she sat on the floor, I could hear her beautifully. But it was for an hour they played music, worship music. And it was just lovely. And the Holy Spirit was just right there. And it was so beautiful to just worship to God.
Not amplified, by the way.
No, it was not amplified.
It was unplugged.
And everybody enjoyed it. You know, Annette said something. She said, you know, next time definitely have words to the song, which I think is good.
I miss that too. I'm like, where's my screen with the lyrics? I need, because some songs people were singing along because we knew them from church and everyone's singing them and it got really nice and loud. And then other songs we were like Jesus, mouthing, like looking over. Anyone else know the lyrics of this? I don't know the lyrics of this one.
But I loved it. And what you got up and said a few words, and I said, you know, we hope that this inspires you to host a worship night in your house because it's just so lovely. And so towards the end, Colleen, the woman in the trio, she goes,
Did you build this house that way?
No, she said, I love the big cross in your house. And I go,
what?
What? What cross?
What?
She goes, you don't see the big cross in your house? And I said, no. And she pointed to, and it's in, you have to read the newsletter. If
you don't
want
have the newsletter,
it.
You're just a loser.
And the way that this house was built, there are.
I'm going to put it in the show notes.
Okay. The way the windows are and the door, it is a huge cross in our house. And Adam, think about that. 4 years ago, God brought us to this house.
We had no
brought
idea.
Us to this community. We had absolutely no idea.
No
and
idea.
This house is even more special now that it was built for us.
Meant
God
to be.
God was just waiting
meant
for
meant to be.
It wasn't. That was one of the coolest
it
revelations
was
that.
Crazy
yes,
how cool that was.
Yes, it was really cool. So we have a cross in our house. We don't need any of those small crosses on the wall. We got a big one.
And when people see it, you'll understand what we're talking about. Just talking about it doesn't really do it justice. But when you see it, it's like, oh my goodness. It's the whole side of the house is a cross.
And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
No.
Yeah.
You can't unsee it. It's great. It's so cool.
Yes,
so cool.
It was very cool.
And there were some people who really got into the worship and were like, I needed that so much.
Yeah.
Because people get stressed. Yeah. You know, they're running around doing stuff like me.
Yeah.
It was nice for me to
just exhale.
Yeah, it was.
But there was a big controversy on whether I should have food or not because they were like, you shouldn't have food when you worship. And I'm like, well, they asked me to feed them, they being the singer, the worship, the worship, team. Mm-hmm. They asked me to feed them. And sure enough, after it was over, people were eating
everything.
Almost
like
everything went, which I was so happy.
There was just a little bit of skewer left for me because you were leaving the next day,
right? The next morning I got up and met Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
That was kind of cool. We met out at HEB. Walmart at the automotive parking lot.
Yeah.
Like we're doing a drug deal. Hey, everybody, how you doing? And instead of a drug deal, we had a prayer circle.
Oh, we did. Exactly.
That was cool.
Yeah. So I ended up going to Nashville with Pastor Jimmy and Annette and her daughter and Pastor Brian. And we were going specifically, there's a carnivore meetup and Dr. Ken Berry was going to be there along with Dr. Kiltz. And these people are major
they're influences. The carnivore influencers supreme.
Well, they're major influences in Pastor Jimmy and Annette's life because they met them before and they basically took all their knowledge and their information and they transformed their own lives. So
healed themselves.
Yes. Especially Jimmy. And so they're very loyal to this group. And so knowing that I'm on this carnivore journey as well, I've lost 19 pounds, by the way.
19?
Yes, I've lost.
Where are you? I can't see you behind the lamp.
I weigh less than Sir Brian with an eye now.
You know what's crazy? I am going up.
I know. What's up with that?
I was 201 this morning.
What?
After pooping.
What did I do? I don't know.
I was like 197. That was good.
You haven't even been eating that. What did you have yesterday? What did I make you yesterday? Oh, I made you tacos. But still.
What's happening? I'm retaining water.
Oh.
I must be retaining water.
Your glycogen stores are full.
My glycogen stores are full. I'm retaining water.
Yeah. Huh, anyway, getting back to the carnivore meetup.
Back to you.
So they asked me to go and I wanted to go because I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask. And I wanted to see what this environment was about. So it was a nice weekend to go there. But before we arrived on Saturday and we went to the World Outreach Church, which is Alan Jackson's church,
yeah.
Which is huge. Like
10,000.
I have never seen anything like it. And Pastor Brian and his wife, Naomi, that was their church when they lived in Nashville. It was enormous. I mean, wow. They had a sanctuary. I mean, thousands of seats. And then they had two spillover sanctuaries. Their youth room was probably as big as the sanctuary at Bridge Church. It was enormous. And so they had like their spring festival. So there were a lot of food trucks and everything. They did a service outside. So it was great. So we got to do church outside and I got to hear him preach, which I do like him a lot. I do. And so then Saturday, then we went to the carnivore meetup and it was about an hour and a half away in this like little town in Tennessee. And a lot of people were there. Maybe 150, 200 people, a lot of people. And there were two women at our table. Both of them had lost 100 pounds.
What?
Yes, they lost 100 pounds.
Now, but you're not strict carnivore right now. You're doing your own thing.
I'm kind of doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sort of. Oh.
Sort of, kind of.
Excuse me. But it was just so awesome to hear all these people say to Dr. Berry how he saved their lives.
Because he
took them off the standard American diet, which is awful for you, and put them on a carnivore diet, which is more primal eating. And they restored their health. So it was interesting to hear all the people go up and give their testimony. So Pastor Jimmy and Annette went up and they spoke. They had 5 minutes to speak. Everybody had 5 minutes to speak. And it was just great to be a part of it. And it was great to witness how Pastor Jimmy and Annette are celebrities in this environment. I'm not kidding you.
But they've been bringing Jesus into the community. Yes. And people like it.
Yes.
That's
a lot of Christians there.
Pastor Jimmy was talking to me about it.
A lot of Christians.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it really fits in.
But they are celebs. Let me tell you. They're celebs.
I think they
gave out autographs too.
Well, they did a show today. So I don't know if it's dropped yet, but they should be talking about it. Living Up in a Down World. Good podcast, everybody. And doing video now.
Yes.
Including Damonette on video.
No, she wasn't too happy about it, but
she wanted the Elizabeth Taylor treatment.
Oh, did she have a filter? She wanted a filter.
That's what she wanted. I don't know if she got it. I told Pastor Jimmy, I said, just tell her that her inside is so beautiful that Pastor Jimmy actually needs a filter. That her beauty will drown him out.
It just radiates.
Yes, it does.
Radiates.
It does.
But so what was kind of funny though, so we end up leaving. We were there a long time, like seven, it seemed like 6 hours, 7 hours.
Wow. That
is a long time. It was a long event. You know, they fed us. It was good. It was very, very interesting and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So we were leaving and we were trapped. There was a car behind us and a car in front of us. And we were like, how do we get out? And so Jimmy's like, I'm going to four wheel it. So he goes,
he went off the left road.
He kind of goes to the left over this like gravel hill and Annette's like screaming in the back, you know, like Jimmy Dale. And so he's doing, and I go, can I talk about this on the show? He goes, yes. So he gave me permission to talk about it.
Obviously they made it.
He definitely, I mean, he got us there out safely.
So that's funny.
But you know,
I drove
Annette's car to the airport to Austin. And so he was behind me and he told me he likes the way that I drive. Cause you know me, I'm like weaving in and out. We drive very similarly.
Yes.
So that was a lot of fun. And then on.
Why don't you just go marry Pastor Jimmy? He sounds so much better.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding.
Take that back. That is just wrong.
It's a joke.
I don't like that.
It's a joke.
I don't like that joke.
It's a good joke.
No, it's not a good
joke.
That's
what boys say.
No, it's not a good joke. Okay. I don't like that.
Well, he does drive better than me.
This is true.
Okay.
Yes, this is true.
Sorry, I take it back.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it.
Okay. And then Annette and I, of course, did a little shopping.
We had a little moment.
We went to Franklin? In Nashville. Franklin. Yeah.
Isn't Franklin the upscale?
Yes, very nice. Yeah, very, very nice. Mm. Yeah, so we're in this little section of town. I don't remember what it was called, Gooseberry or something. I don't remember. And I was walking every morning. We walked and I could live here. This is great. We say that every time we go somewhere. I could live here.
We could live on this island. Yeah.
Until we experienced traffic.
Traffic, yes.
And I'm like, nope. I don't want to live here.
Man, how lucky are we here? As long as you don't go on Main Street on the weekend, we have no traffic.
I know. So then after that, we went to dinner with Pastor Brian's parents, which I really enjoyed.
Now,
them.
We met them before, haven't we? We met them at the church.
No, we met Naomi's parents. We have not met.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yes, you're
very
right.
Very lovely people. So then, of course, Brian's dad asks me about Godcaster, and I'm like, well... And I turned to Pastor Jimmy. I go, can you explain it? He could explain it beautifully. So I'm like, thank you.
You don't know how to explain it?
I do. But he's so close to it.
Yeah.
So
it should be easy enough for you to explain it. I'm failing.
No, you're not. But here was one of the highlights. So after dinner, it was so early because we had early dinner. And that's like, what do you want to do? I go, let's go to Crumble Cookies. And get cookies.
Oh man!
So we got.
So you had all the carnivore, all healthy all day, and then let's balance this out just a little bit.
We went to Crumble Cookies, and we got four cookies, and we split them in four, and we each had one piece of each. Bah. It was fun. And so while I was doing that, you were gallivanting to Holland.
Well, actually, Phoebe and I were home eating leftovers.
Oh, what leftovers?
Didn't we have leftovers? I can't remember what troop it was. No, you didn't leave me leftovers.
No, I didn't make you anything. I didn't have time. I had left the skewers from the,
first day was skewers all day long. Yes. I ate all the skewers. Phoebe and I watched more Formula One.
Surprise.
Yes. But it was only, you left on Thursday.
No, I left on Saturday.
My brain is so fried. So Saturday, then Sunday... I went to church early, and of course, no one was at the church. I mean, not nobody. People, the congregation was there.
Yeah, but Pastor Jimmy, Annette, Pastor Brian,
you were in the front row by yourself, right? Except Pharaoh.life Charles came in.
Oh, yes.
Charles came in. And so
Did he sit in the front row with you?
Of course, we sat in the front row. Nice. We worshiped together.
Oh, nice.
And he shaved off his mustache, which is another shock. It's like, okay, I got to get
you. Does he look like a young man now?
He does, yes. Yeah. He doesn't have that 70s porn star mustache look is gone.
Tom Selleck look.
No, it was great. And so we had a really, of course, I couldn't really hang out with him because I had to boogie woogie afterwards to do the show.
Yes.
But it was nice he was there. I enjoyed it a lot.
Good.
Oh, and I forgot to tell him, but we received his donation.
Yes.
From.
Do you have it on the, you have it on
I
the,
don't. I oh, don't. But I'll
where's
put.
Where's the note? His note was sitting right here in my desk area. Where'd you put it?
I'll talk for a second. I didn't know that. I just cleaned up your desk area because I didn't want you to complain about the desk area. I tried to make.
Don't touch my desk area. That's the only place that I keep clean.
I tried to keep everything nice and tidy. I didn't want to get in trouble for the desk area.
So he had sent us some lard.
Yes, he did.
Some Feral Life. And I just put the box in the cabinet. And I'm like, and then I went to open it up. I'm like, oh, there's a donation in here. So thank goodness I had the foresight to, well, I needed it. So I wanted to open it.
You have the note, right?
We'll do that in a moment.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Okay.
And so then I don't even remember what I ate. I have no idea. But went to bed.
I know you went to Friedhelm's by yourself.
That's what I did. Yes, I went to Friedhelm's. Thank you for reminding me.
Was that on
me.
Sunday night?
That's Sunday night, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was nice, you know, just sitting by myself. Friedhelm's is such a nice place to just go and sit down. No one bothers you. You know, it's just
good
like...
Good food.
I had a ribeye. I think I actually had a whole... I think I had a whole bunch of stuff. I think I had a ribeye. I think I had a... gosh, my brain is...
It's because you're burning the candle at both ends. We talked about this.
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
I never see you. You're working all the time.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway...
This morning I get up. I said, I'm going to cancel all my meetings so we can do a... so we can have our lunch. You're like... Oh, this is messing up my brain, man. I had already figured we couldn't do it, and I need to do my hair, I need to walk, need to work out. So, you know, I
know, because we had talked last night about not being able to go to lunch today because there was so much on the calendar. We wanted to record the show. And so when I woke up in the morning, I literally rearranged my schedule in my brain. And then you get up and you're like, I got a message from God.
I did not say that. But it was a message from God, coincidentally, but I didn't say that. I said, the first thing I thought of this morning was, Tina's much more important than any of these other things.
Aww.
And so clearly, you know.
So of course my hair is more important.
Your hair is more important than me. Well, there you go.
I had to washing my hair is just like, it's a huge ordeal. It's like driving to Austin.
And then but just before the show starts, Tina puts her headphones on. The headphones are going to mess up my hair.
I know. Anyway,
it's much appreciated. But yeah, so I left Monday.
Yes.
To fly to Amsterdam. Very uneventful travel. It was a travel favor all the way. Got in, got situated. Then I went to see my old friend, Yop, who was now 84.
Who lives on a boat.
On the little houseboat.
Did he serve any food?
His wife made... She's so cute. She said, do you want to stay for dinner? I said, well, yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I said I'd come by at 4, hoping you would invite me. I wasn't going to invite myself. She said... Do you want macaroni and cheese or this other thing that I made? I said, what do you mean you made a special meal? Yes, I did. Well, then why are you offering mac and cheese? He said, just in case you didn't like it or didn't want to try my food. He said, I want your food. It was...
What did she make?
Another Dutch dish. It had like potatoes. It was like a casserole, potatoes and ground beef and spicy Indonesian spices. Covered with a layer of molten cheese. It was really good.
Did you eat a lot?
I ate a lot.
Did she have enough? Because you eat a lot. You're a volume eater now.
No, there was
enough.
That's
why you're 201.
I'm wagging my finger at her right now. Yes.
Will you be able to get in your suit?
Oh, don't even get me started. Don't even yes. If I breathe in, I will be able to. You're throwing me off, man.
Yeah, like, I'm worried about
my suit.
The casserole.
It was really nice. You know, I've known him since I was 16,
yes.
15 or 16. So it was really nice to catch up. And, you know, you never know when you want to go and they might not be there. So 84.
And how did you meet Yop?
When I was into, so CB radios were illegal in Holland and I bought one on one of our vacations and brought it back. And all of a sudden, I hear there's all these other people have these CB radios and I find out that it's all illegal in Holland. And, you know, I didn't have a proper antenna. And this one guy, his call sign was Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
I was T-Bird. He was Jupiter.
T-Bird?
Yeah.
Why not A-Bird?
These were the days of Greece.
Oh.
So I was a Thunderbird, a T-Bird. Oh. Yes. I was 15.
Okay.
And so he was helping me out with my antenna stuff. And then... Hans and I, my friend Hans, who you met in Barcelona.
Yes. Hans for a while, yeah, Adam. I didn't just meet him in Barcelona.
But did you know that he also, you want to slap me? Did you know that he also had an illegal CB radio?
No, I didn't. But the way you said, you know, my friend Hans that you met in Barcelona.
I was saying it for the listener.
Oh.
So the listener could recall what we were talking about. It's called podcasting. Yeah, maybe you've heard of it. So we would get, we had this little boat.
I'm already tipsy.
I had this little boat with a, like really like a dinghy more with a huge oversized outboard
motor.
How'd
you get the boat?
Bought it, traded it from a stamp collection.
Oh.
With an outboard motor.
Because then you would go down the canals.
Yeah, we'd go all the way to Finca Fein, which is a little bit from where I live.
Uh-huh.
And we'd camp overnight. And because then he, at that point, Hans and I went camping a lot.
Yeah.
We would just go camping in
you
the
bring
farm.
Bring food land. And stuff?
Yeah, with, you know, and
sandwiches?
Bunsen burners and
like
cans of corn. No, cans of corn and beans and, you know, sausages in the can. Yeah, it was camping. This was our camping days.
Oh, those like little sausages?
Yes.
Gross. Yeah.
Okay, they were good at the time.
Okay.
You know, and and so we'd hang out, and then we'd go visit him, and he had a boat then, not just a houseboat, but he had a boat, and there was a whole community of people of these CB radio guys, and we'd hang out, and we do the fox hunt. You know what the fox hunt is?
No.
So someone's the fox, and
was Yop the fox?
No, it changes. You know, whoever catches the fox is the fox next week.
So okay,
it typically works with cars, but it works with boats too.
Oh.
So you'll have an area, a radius of say 20 miles, and someone will go in their car and park somewhere inconspicuously, and they'll broadcast every 3 minutes and say, "This is the fox for all you fox hunters. See if you can find me." And you'd have to use directional finders to find the signal, and then you have to wait another 3 minutes to find for the next signal, and then you get closer and closer, and whoever found the fox first was the winner, and then you were the fox next week. So we also did this with boats.
Oh.
I know you're underwhelmed, but there are people out there right now who are going, I used to do that.
Well, it sounds like you had a full childhood, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, so he was definitely a father figure for
okay,
me, so.
Yes. And he basically watched you grow up.
Totally.
That's pretty cool.
And throughout the years, I've been to visit. And just, you know, now when I go back, I'm like, just stop by for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's 84.
Yeah.
And
nice. That's so lovely that you carved out time to go see him.
Yeah. So then by the time, you know, so I'm home, then I was really tired. Boom, slept. Now it's Wednesday. And Wednesday is the big 80th birthday for Lex, my first boss, who hired me when I was 19. And this was fantastic. There were 200 people there. I knew at least 150 of them. And half of those 150, I did not recognize as that being them.
Wow.
And they all recognized me.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, how you doing? I'd be like, blank stare. And I decided that when I didn't know, I'd just say, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then they would say, oh, I'm so-and-so. Oh my gosh. Yes. But a lot of people I did recognize. So these are all people that that Lex loves and cherishes,
right,
who have been there throughout,
right,
you know, his entire life and professional career, including both of his ex-wives.
Yes, they thought that was interesting.
They both came.
Your ex-wives are not coming to your 80th.
So I don't think so. Yeah. No, and but even the lady who ran the lunchroom for many, many years, who basically fed me when I was 19 years old, she was there. And it was just a good, they had bands performing.
So did they have a sit-down dinner or was it a buffet?
Then, you know, multiple rooms. You had wine bars in different, it was a castle, wine bars in different rooms and this big room. And that was kind of dressed up like Casablanca.
Oh, nice.
And Lex had a white tuxedo on, and I'd say half the people got the memo and dressed up nice, like me.
Yes.
You know, and had suits on and looked handsome.
You did.
And it was just good time, bringing back memories.
So was the paparazzi outside of the venue?
No,
okay.
No paparazzi, right. No. Right. It was kept pretty quiet.
Okay.
And there was, you know, I mean, yes, there were people who are currently also famous, but I would say the majority no longer.
Oh,
it's long,
it's so
long
nice.
Gone, glory gone.
Well,
glory,
and you love Lex, by. And so it was so nice.
I do.
That you,
I do.
Yeah. And they asked you where I was. Everybody asked where I was, not you.
Everybody asked where you were. And I said.
You said?
I said. I wouldn't let her come. I didn't want her hanging around.
I know. I wasn't invited. I was not invited.
You were invited.
I was not invited.
So you would have, I was right about this because you would have known nobody. Everybody's speaking Dutch about good old times. You would have been very board.
Yeah, I didn't want to go.
Yeah. I mean, you would have known Jeroen, he was there, but that would have been about it.
No, I would not. I would have been clinging on to you and you wouldn't have had an opportunity to talk to people. And no, yeah. No thanks.
Exactly.
I'm glad you went though.
And it was a tight turnaround because Thursday I did the show, which of course lasted up until midnight. So I prepped all day Thursday, had a quick Whopper. Because you know me, I stay at the airport hotel.
I know.
You can walk right into the airport and you get yourself a Whopper.
Yep.
It's perfect.
That's what we did.
That's perfect. Of course, I'd forgotten to get myself any wine. So it's, you know, by the time we're done, it's 1 a.m. Like, I wish I had a wine night now. And nothing was open. So,
yeah.
And then I went to bed then Friday.
But no, Thursday you started to get sick. You were sick.
During the show. Yes. Yeah. So of course I picked up some bug. See, this is another reason it's good you weren't there. Because man, if we were both sick, you would have been very mad
at me. Like at Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, you would have been very mad at me.
Yes.
And because it would have been all my fault then.
Yeah, of course.
You forced me to come to this thing.
Yes.
So yeah, I started to get sick. I just, runny nose. And it wasn't too bad, but I knew something was going on.
You didn't bring any ivermectin with you.
I did not. Yeah. And,
you have to get, when you start feeling sick, you have to start pounding it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, cursing myself.
I know.
But then I went to see my daughter
and
I'm going to call him fiance because.
Well, no, that is not, that he is not her fiance. He has not asked her to marry him.
He's coming.
Yeah. But you cannot get in front of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Boyfriend. Live in
partner. How about we call him a Beyonce? Boyfriend, fiance, Beyonce. Hey, you go.
Nice. There's the show title, Beyonce.
People are like, you spelled Beyonce wrong, man.
B-I-A-N-C-E.
Yes, Beyonce.
Nice.
And so.
Or Beyonce.
No,
Beyonce.
No, I don't like Beyonce.
Whatever.
And so Christina had reserved time for us at the VR experience.
Yes.
The virtual reality experience. Which was quite mind-blowing. You go in, it's a big room, you all get your VR headsets on, you've got your weapon, and you're all of a sudden you're in a dystopian world and you're killing zombies as a team.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun, I have to
say. How long were you in there?
30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
30 minutes, yeah. That's long enough.
Yeah.
And you're actually stressed when you're done. Like, you know,
it looked stressful to me. It looked very violent.
It was super violent. I mean, you're blowing heads off. Yes. Well, you got to double tap the zombies in the head, two shots with the shotgun. Otherwise, they come back to life.
And what happens if they get you?
Then all of a sudden, everything goes black and white.
Did that happen to you?
9 times.
Okay.
And then you refrag after 10 seconds, you come back to life.
Oh, but refrag?
But you get points off your score if you get eaten. Because you have the headphones on in this set, you'll be like shooting zombies in front of you, then you hear behind you, and you turn around, there's a huge zombie, and you just like start shooting them, and you can see it because they send you a video of what it looks like in the world and just us. And you can see me like, with my arms flailing, like trying to shoot zombies at my feet. Very fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
That was cool that she planned that. Yeah. Very cool.
And then we went to dinner and I had said, let's have a great dinner at a great restaurant. And there's this place which is quite well known.
Is it in Rotterdam?
It's in Rotterdam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's called Ono, mm-hmm. O-N-O, mm-hmm. like Yoko Ono.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 7-course Japanese fusion meal, which was fantastic. It took 4 hours.
Yes.
It took a long time to finish it, but it was well worth it.
Oh, good. Oh.
Yeah. And then by that time, you know, ready to roll over and go to sleep. So I had Taxi Eric pick me up, went home, got on the plane Saturday and came home, baby.
Yeah.
Back to you, working my way back to you.
I know.
With a burning love inside.
Aw. Came home so snuffly too. And I was like, don't kiss me.
Yeah.
I cannot get sick.
Yeah. You only kissed me this morning on the lips.
I was like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just like, I cannot. I do not want your ick.
But so it was the night before last night. And I'm waking up in the morning. I'm like half asleep. And I feel your hand on my chest.
I
feel your hand moving around, moving down to my stomach, back up to my chest. And then I say, good morning, love. Are you checking to see if I'm alive? And you say, yes. Did you think I was dead next to you like a cold, dead corpse?
Yes, because you were not even moving. I'm like, is he breathing? Wait a minute, is he breathing? Like, oh no, he can't die next to me in bed. It's just not, I have to get rid of the bed.
Yes, that was your first thought. I have to get rid of the bed.
Hey, at least I love you so much. I want to make sure you're alive, right?
I bet you do this more often than you.
I totally do. You never check on me, though.
No, I know you're alive.
No, because you sleep soundly through the night.
If I wake up and like, she alive? Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Babe.
So while you were gone in
Amsterdam, yeah.
I went to Hank and Nancy's vow renewal.
Yes.
Which was really beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. And they held it in a gazebo in Fredericksburg, close to downtown.
Oh, I thought it was going to be at the church.
No, it was at a gazebo. So it was really nice. And Tommy Hayes did.
How was the weather?
It was a little windy, but it was nice. It was warm. But one thing that, so Hank did, he was talking about their love. And it was interesting because he says, you know, when we started out, we were Chinos.
Chinos?
Christians in name only.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Chinos.
Ooh. That's another good show title.
Is that with the C-H?
C-H-I-N-O-S. And I was like, oh. And he was talking about how they, you know, their faith has just developed and, you know, what
they're
it meant.
They're lovely people.
Oh, they are. Like they're lovely people. Yeah. So it was so nice to, and I wrote that down, Chinos. I'm going to use that. I like Chinos. That. Because there's a big difference, you know, Christians in name only and being actually walking the word of, walking, talking, living the word of God.
Now, so Tommy Hayes did the ceremony. Yeah. Nice.
And so they exchanged rings again. We didn't do that. We didn't exchange rings. I was kind of hoping for a ring, but I didn't get one. But it's okay.
Is there anything I do right? Anything except just being alive in the morning. Oh, he's alive. Good job, son.
You do a lot of things right. And so that was lovely. And then Friday night was the big Harvest Project Texas Good Friday concert. And so the Rev 1211 Orchestra played again.
I was sad I wasn't there. Oh my gosh. I really wanted to be there for that.
I would say there was a couple hundred people there. I mean, there could have been more, but it was, they are phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah.
How many were in the band this time?
I don't know, eight
again? Yeah, cool. The full band, yeah.
And you know, so when they start, they tell the story.
Did they do hits or did they do their own material?
They did worship songs that we know, but they started off talking about the story of Jesus being crucified and then Saturday, you know, what happens on Saturday where it's very solemn and then Sunday his resurrection. So
the music went kind of in that vibe.
And then he did a little narrative and they did a song. So Brandy is sitting across the aisle from me. I'm sitting next to Annette. Annette and I are both crying. Brandy's crying. All our friends in the back, Debbie knows, they're crying. Oh, I mean, it was so moving.
How many people were there?
You know, it was hard to say. There was a lot of people on the periphery.
Right.
And I had said to the team, I said, we need signs to say that this is a free concert because I think people didn't know that they could come and sit in the chairs.
Right.
So I want to say 150, maybe 200 people.
Okay, good.
I mean, we sold $500 worth of swag. So we sold, yeah. Nice. And it was just, it was just lovely. I loved it. I loved it.
Did they have words on the screen?
Yes, they did.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they, really the way and I can't remember the name of the song. You would know the song if I hear it. I could tell you, but they started very solemn in the beginning and that they sang the same song at the end at a much more upbeat because Jesus is resurrected.
Yeah, cool.
So it was really, really cool. Yeah.
Nice.
So I like that.
And what time did that end?
It ended at 8:00.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was nice. I loved it.
Then you went out bar hopping?
Yeah. Yeah. I went and tied one on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Phoebe. Yeah. No, I'm like, I got to get home because I have to walk the dog and pick up her ginormous poops.
It's big these days.
Oh my God.
She's on a big poop kick.
I'm jealous. Her digestive system is on point. She's
definitely on point.
On point.
In the morning, I'm like, good girl. Holy moly, good girl.
My hand is not even big enough. I've mastered it, though, in terms of like turning the bag inside out like a glove.
That's how you do it.
Yes.
Yeah, how you do it. No good.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And then I came home Saturday.
You did.
And here we are. Although it's been crazy. It's just been nonstop.
I know. You've been going. Yeah. And what did I do? So on, let's say Wednesday, yesterday, Monday, I fasted. I did a 37-hour fast, which was amazing. I was in such, I had so much energy and I was in nesting.
Here's how it works from Adam's perspective. I need you to do this because this writing, I'm going to do that. And then can you come over here and take a look at this? What's going on? You were cleaning out the pool room. You were just tidying up the garage. I mean, you were just on fire.
I was so energized.
I went, I'm going to sit in my studio and lay low before I get a task. I don't want a task. I felt like I had other things to do.
The fasting and the nesting. I was like, oh, what can I organize next? I was feeling really, really good.
Yeah.
There's something to this fasting. I'm telling you, I like it.
Well, people in the good old days, 2,000 years ago, did it all the time. It was like normal part of life.
And it's not necessarily for weight loss. I mean, it is for cell regeneration. Mm-hmm. You know, it is for healing. That's what I'm most intrigued about. But it's, I mean, the added benefit is you can drop a couple pounds if you wanted to.
So if you want to know what all this is about, tina@curry.com. Yeah. Email her a lot. And she can give you lots of information.
And I got an email from, let me see, Sir Timothy, talking about his own fasting experiences. So I want to acknowledge, I know I have not responded to you, Sir Timothy, but I did get your notes. And yes, thank you for the encouragement on the fasting. So I'm very intrigued by it and I'm learning a lot about it and I like it. Autophagy.
Telepopagy, whatever.
Autophagy.
Autophagy.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I may have to get into some autophagy myself to get down to 197.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. What's
oh, going babe. On. I don't know, because you're not really eating a lot, so I don't understand.
I
don't get it.
My head is definitely full with mucus. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Would you like to do your God shot?
I would.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
All right. This morning, you said, oh, this is so good. God gives me exactly what I need when I need it. And I'm not going to tell you because I'm keeping it for my God shot.
Yes. But hearing that thunder in the God shot thing, I have to share this. So on Easter morning early, we were hit with major thunderstorms.
This is the third time in two or three weeks.
It was Easter morning. And so my sweet, lovely, dear friend, Brandy, who I just absolutely adore her. She had put in, we have a thread with some other women where we
chat.
Yeah, about Jesus and about scripture. Mm-hmm. And she said that when she had heard the thunder on Easter morning, she thought in her head, it was God rolling away the stone from Jesus's tomb. And I'm like, oh my God. And Annette said she thought the same thing. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
I love that. But anyway, so.
I thought. Rain.
I thought, oh, all the rain collection systems are going to be filled up.
And we don't have one.
We don't have one. Yes. So as I mentioned earlier, I've lost a bunch of weight because I've done a program and I reached my goal.
Yes.
Yes. And you do not want me to lose any more weight.
Can I ask you a question about that? Mm-hmm. Am I now, after 10 years of being together, am I now finally allowed to pick you up?
Yes, you can pick me up.
And can I carry you across the threshold of our beautiful home, which you have not allowed
me
to do?
But what if you break your back?
Oh, please.
You don't really lift anything heavy.
I can lift you easy.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Okay. Give me a little bit of credit. I'm not going to say what you weigh, but yeah, I think I can handle that. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So anyway.
So yes, I can do that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right.
Are you ready to race against me as well?
Yes.
Yeah, make sure those skinny little legs don't snap when you're trying to beat
me. Look who's talking about skinny little legs.
Dude.
So it's so interesting because as I've gotten on the other side of achieving my goals, new things have come up, new fears, new issues, new just junk, you know. I was talking to Annette about it yesterday and I was telling her that I was just exhausted by it all. And so I was praying this morning, you know, and as I was praying to God about my plight, I heard very boldly the Holy Spirit said to me, there's more that you have to learn. That's why these things are cropping up, that you have to learn to set them aside and set the fears aside.
Because weight has been an issue for you throughout your life since you were a child.
And so now I am focused on, oh my gosh, I'm going to gain it all back. Oh my gosh, I'm experiencing this with my body or that with my body. I mean, just like just stuff that's just consuming me that I don't want it to consume me. But I heard very, very boldly that these are being presented because I need to heal. I need freedom from them. I heard that. And so, and that these additional trials are necessary. And so I was led to Hebrews. I just opened my Bible and was led to Hebrews. Mm-hmm. And it was Hebrews.
Needle drop? You just opened it up?
Well, I had read the first chapter of Hebrews yesterday, and then I was like, I'm going to read.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's,
you know, open my ribbon in my Bible.
That's divine, yep.
And so I was led to Hebrews 2:18, which is, since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he meaning Jesus, he is able to help us when we are being tested. A reminder that Jesus is there to guide. And this was my reminder, this is the part of scripture, but this was my reminder that Jesus is there to guide me through this. So I was like, oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, because you know, when you get into this mindset of like, oh, fear and garbage, like you forget. Not forget, but your first inclination is don't put your eyes on Jesus. And this God led me to that and said, there's more for you to heal from. There's more freedom that's coming your way, but make sure you always keep your eyes on him. And even though I've done that and relied on that for a lot of things, a lot of things that I have gotten freedom from. I don't say deliverance, I say freedom. thank you, Ned. Like when you get into the spiral of it, like you just, you know, you default to your fleshly behavior.
Of course.
And this was God reminding me that, no, there's more for you. There's more coming for you. There's a purpose behind this. There's a purpose behind the pain. And remember to always keep your eyes on him. So
as I was doing my prayer walk with Phoebe this morning, which is always fantastic up the back road here, because the, you know, at certain moments, the sun just breaks through and shines right over that road. It's like, I was like, ah, okay, God, thank you. I got you. And I was praying about something completely different. And what came to mind was, I don't know if it was God, whatever, but maybe tell Tina that I put you in her life so that you could always be there to love her no matter how we get old, what we look like, what happens. And I came in right in and I said that to you.
Yeah, that was so lovely.
Because that's what I heard. It's like, I'm here. It's like, you're done.
Yeah.
You got a man.
Yeah.
He's getting fat, but you know, you got a man.
It's okay, baby. I just want you to be healthy. That's all.
I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
At the party, everybody there, of course, knew about and had been speaking, I'm sure, for many months about my conversion.
Yes. Conversion.
I'll just call it conversion.
Transformation, baby.
They would call it conversion.
Yes.
And many people came up and said, so into Jesus now, huh? How's that doing for you? Yeah. People can be very, very blunt. But I was prepared for that. And so it was great, you know, and I just told people, you know, how I felt and how God and Jesus have worked for me and the Holy Spirit. But what was interesting is a couple people came up and said, I'm so happy that you came out and said that, because I've been a believer all these years and I'm kind of quiet about it because I don't want anyone to know. It's kind of said, oh, okay.
Oh,
I got you. Yeah.
And that's the one thing.
The most unexpected people too.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing when you, what we learn through walking with the Jesus discipleship is don't compartmentalize yourself. So when you're quiet about it, you know, like don't like, Let your Christ light shine. Annette Amen. And I had a lunch with the woman who's going to speak at the women's ministry luncheon
Saturday.
On Saturday, mm-hmm. and her the light from her was
bright,
beaming.
Oh,
and
nice.
You can, when you're around somebody like that, you can see it.
That's what Jesus wants, and
it makes me sad when people. And I know many people compartmentalize themselves like that because they're afraid.
Well, maybe they become more bold now that I've been saying but it was really nice to have those people go up and say, man, thank you so much. This looks helpful.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know if it's going to make a difference for them, but that was
planting your seeds. That's what God wants you to do.
Yeah. I do my best.
Yes.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
That's right.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers. Soakers.
Well, it's been a minute, Cork Soakers of Vineyard Nation, but we do have a number of people who have supported us with some fantastic value for value. And if you want to learn more about that, go to curryandthekeeper.com, go to the donate page, and you see that we take anything, time, talent, treasure. Thank you, as always, for the people who support us and with their time and their talent and their gifts and stuff in the P.O. box. And we also have some funds that came in, and right at the top.
Wait, do you want to do the make good first?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I had it on my list, actually. We have a make good, and that is for Robert Lucadello.
But Captain Luke, as he calls himself. Captain and Luke. I have the note, okay, which I sent to you. And I just first, I want to apologize because he made the $500 donation at the last show, and the note came in while I was in Florida. And I saw it, and it didn't register with me to file it. And so
Do you have it there?
I do have it.
Yes. Would you mind sharing?
Hello, Tina.
This was $500 that you sent for the last episode. Yes.
Hello, Tina. Decided that my gift to myself with my bonus was going to be jumping from douchebag to being an instant salmonier. So I donated $500 today. For ID purposes only, the name on the donation is Robert Lucadello on the podcast, and for all of the salmonier Heraldy, I am Captain Luke, Baron of Sonoma County and Commodore of all riverine and coastal operations therein. That's a mouthful. The evolution of Curry and the Keeper from wine talk to faith journey has been wonderful to follow, and I wish the best for both of you and, of course, Phoebe, too. Oh, I love that he remembered Phoebe. So,
yes.
So I did. I mailed out his glasses, and Captain Luke, I hope you got them.
Yes. Send a picture.
Yes.
Send a picture.
Yes.
And thank you very much, brother.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Then, another note that you have coming in, also belated, is our very own Charles Mayfield from Faro.life. Fabulous products, $250.
Yes, and it says, Adam and Tina, missing my brother from another mother and sister from another mister, my friends in Christ. I love that. Charles, he's so awesome. Time for meager attempt at providing talent and treasure to your show, as there is so much good there for those of us asking God to provide our own keeper.
Aww,
he
does need a keeper.
Enjoy the lather, and I hope to be in your presence this summer. Reminder, I'm reading his handwriting. Reminder, any listeners can save 15% by using promo code KEEPER at checkout. This is Faro Life.
Faro.life.
Stay lathered, and
may the Lord
blessings on your continued message.
Doesn't he sign off with
May the Lord be with you.
May the Lord be with you.
Yes. Thank you, Charles. You are so sweet.
Brother,
we love you so much.
And thanks for coming to church, man. That was a big treat while everybody was away. $50 from Marco Frisson, who just keeps on donating.
Marco, you're awesome.
Keeps on donating, as Katie Trimble does with $25.33.
Katie, you are a salmonier, girl.
Yeah, you need to let us know what salmonier-dom you'd like to have.
Salmonier-dom.
Then with a mini striper boost, 7777, Sir Brian with an I. Luckily, he came in on time because we started the show early. Sometimes he's late.
Yeah, I've been talking to him. He's a turtle.
A turtle?
Yes. He likes this girl. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you need to make a move. He's so slow.
His message, his boostagram from Fountain, is as follows. Tina, what kind of message are you trying to send by telling people that you weigh less than me? Ladies, let me tell you, I'm perfectly sculpted with muscles and charm, blue eyes, 560 credit score.
Is that what? That's pretty bad, dude.
I'm everything you desire. Oh, yeah. And then some. Eat in the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Dude, when
560 credit score.
That's not good.
Thank you, Sir Brian, with an eye. Oh, another mini striper boost from the OG Salmonier.
Oh, Michael.
4-7s. Young couple, great to have you back. My guess is that y'all could use some V4V vino. I'll prepare a shipment. Toot sweet.
Oh, we covet
Boy,
your
we do
we cover we, your wine,
we
Michael.
Love your wine.
And we save them only for special people.
And we serve it to people and say, this is from our OG Salmonier from his private collection. Thank you so much, brother. Many blessings, he says, Michael. And yet another mini striper boost. 7777. This is from D. Rock W. Drock W. It doesn't have another name here. D. R. O. C. K. W. God bless and welcome back. Have to reward the return to the show. Can't wait to hear how God has revealed himself with you both during the last few weeks. Well, you got an update.
Yeah.
Adam sounds like he might need some schnitzel to go. There's not much a good pork fritter can't cure. Praying for both of you for your health after hearing Adam on No Agenda someday. Oh, thank you, brother. No, appreciate
thank you.
That.
That's sweet.
Michael Hall comes in with $7. We appreciate
you. Thank you, Michael.
$56.50 from the one and only comic strip blogger.
CSB.
Boosting in from Fountain. He says, howdy, love birds, Tina and Adam. Next time in your church, please pray for peace in Russia, the war on Ukraine, as I'm tired of that Slavic Holocaust, being Slav myself.
Yes.
Maybe your prayer will help. Yo, CSB.
Yes.
And we pray for peace everywhere, brother.
Yes,
all
we
the,
do.
We really do all we the time, do. Of course. $5 from Timothy Emery. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Timothy.
2,720 sats from Boober, who says K-SAT is real. Oh. And so is BWI sad.
BWI?
Brian with an I.
Oh,
sad not
I
to
just
hear
threw up
Brian.
In my mouth.
But seriously, thanks for the fun show, KTL.
Why?
KTLB.
Why do you have to do that? No. Does he not realize he's feeding the monster?
He's feeding it.
The monster.
Yes. 777 from Salty Crayon.
Oh, Adam.
And he says, in the evening, everybody, for the past couple of months, I've been talking to my coworker who was a pastor. We've been talking about God and Jesus in the mornings.
Love it.
Around that time, he gave me a daily devotional and a Bible to read. Over Easter weekend, my girlfriend and I watched The Passion of the Christ, which she never watched. Ooh. It's been really interesting having the both of us try to build a closer relationship to each other and with Jesus guiding us through the tough times.
You know what? Passion of the Christ, I haven't watched it. You said it was very, heavy.
It's heavy, yeah.
Watch The Chosen. And yes. You know what? And Adam and I can attest to the fact that in our marriage, when we put God first in our marriage just blossomed. So
big time. And we already thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. It was like on a scale of 1 to 10, it was an 8.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
it's a 9.95.
10 with a bullet.
10 with a bullet.
Thank you very much for sharing, Salty. And 150 sats finally from Comsey, Pastor Comsey, who says, earned sats from this past month or so, because he's using Fountain. Whenever you listen, you also earn sats. Been practicing silence and solitude this Lent. Oh, wow. All right. And that is our donors for episode 130.
Yes.
Of the Currying and the Keeper podcast.
Crazy.
It's always like... You know, we love doing the show. It's always like, oh, God, do the show. And we pulled it out of the hat for you. And we're happy we did. Because it's always fun to do. Once we're doing the show, we love doing the show.
Yes, we do.
We love doing the show.
We do.
We do it as a public service, really.
We do.
Go to curringthekeeper.com to find out more. Listen to all the back episodes. Everything's there.
Yes.
Fun pictures. And remember, our cross is in the show notes for today's
yes,
episode.
Yes, you want to see it.
And, time for question of the week.
Question of the week. It's time for
the question of the week. I don't know if I can even answer any questions. My brain is so mushy these days. The question of the week. But Tina came up with a question of the week, which means she has her answer ready, and I get to put on the firing line.
Okay. Right. You know, I love that jingle. I really do.
It's a good
one.
It's
one of my favorites. Okay. Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
What is your favorite feature of mine? Be specific. So you can't just say, your face. You know I'm a face guy.
Wow. Well, does it have to be a...
You always do this. You're qualifying things all the time.
Well, does it have to be a body feature?
No.
Is that what you're looking for?
No.
I've always loved your voice.
Oh. Really now?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I talked really high like this, you probably would not have ever married me.
Deal breaker.
Oh, okay.
No, I've always liked, that's why I was so adamant about doing a podcast with you. You have an amazing voice. Mm. You really do.
Mm.
So there's a lot of features I like about you.
Mm-hmm.
Really? There's a lot, but because... It doesn't matter if the lights are on or off, your voice is there.
Oh, that's sweet,
and it's
baby.
A feature I love.
Aww.
Hey, guys, how did I pull that rabbit out, didn't
I? Yeah, maybe
all
you're
right.
good. Lucky.
All right, all right. Well, what is your favorite feature of mine?
Hands down.
My hands?
No.
Hands down.
Hands down, what I love most is like when we're in bed and you make a joke or I make a joke and you have that little chuckle laugh. The way that you laugh.
That one?
I love really? That. And I don't know if you're aware of that little laugh.
No.
But it is so precious to me. It is so precious.
Because the
so,
laugh only you get. I don't think other people get that.
No. It's just my, And I just, it's so funny. You have this little, and you know what? When you do it next time, I will point
Please
it out
point
to
it
you.
Point it out because I don't know what that laugh
because
is.
Because it just, I just adore it. I adore it. Oh. And I adore you.
Well, I should make it your ringtone.
Well, now you're going a little too far. Now you just ruined it for me.
Hey, what do you say we get ready for a wedding?
Let's get ready, for,
ready
a wedding.
For a wedding. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week. Mrs. Curry, I love you so
much. And I love you too, baby.
See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
In the evening, the Curry and the Keeper.